Last week's big news included the release of New York students' academic achievement performance. The news was grim. Statewide, less than a third of the students in 3rd through 8th grade were proficient in math and English. And in some areas, only a tiny fraction passed. On the reading exams, a mere 5.5% of Rochester students passed, 8.7% of Syracuse students, and 11.5% of Buffalo students passed. In New York City, 27% passed English and 30% passed math. Not surprisingly, some called for shifting more time that kids spent in school from non-essential activities to more time on the common core of traditional academic classes like reading, writing, and arithmetic. But it would be short-sighted if schools decided that physical education is not considered essential to the academic well-being of school kids. The health implications of the growing childhood obesity crisis in New York State have been well documented. What has been less discussed is the impact that being obese or overweight has on the academic performance of school children. Studies clearly document that students who are obese or overweight perform worse than fit students. These findings underscore the need for educators to lead the effort to make New York school children more fit. Here's what the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stated when they reviewed the evidence of the relationship between fitness and academics. Quote, "There is substantial evidence that physical activity can help improve academic achievement, including grades and standardized test scores. These improvements include enhanced concentration and attention, as well as improved classroom behavior. Researchers have drawn conclusions that strengthen the CDC's conclusions. For example, an analysis that examined test score performance between obese or overweight school children with fit ones found that, quote, overweight students achieved lower grades and lower physical fitness scores than their non-overweight peers. According to the researchers, our study suggests that body mass is an important indicator of scholastic achievement, attendance, behavior, and physical fitness among middle school students, reiterating the need for healthy lifestyle intervention and prevention measures," unquote. In addition to the beneficial impact exercise on academic performance, it is critical to improving children's health. Children and adolescents who are obese are likely to be obese as adults and are therefore more at risk for adult health problems such as heart disease, diabetes, stroke, several types of cancer, and osteoarthritis. One study showed that children who became obese as early as age 2 were more likely to be obese as adults. Research has suggested that the childhood obesity epidemic is due in part to a decline in regular physical activity and lack of access to healthy foods. Too many children have fallen into sedentary lifestyles of long hours spent in front of the television and computer and playing video games. To make matters worse, many schools are cutting back on traditional physical education programs because of budgetary concerns and competing academic demands. In New York, the state comptroller released a report showing that some schools were failing to follow current physical education requirements. In another study, the CDC found that only about 1/3 of New York kids reported meeting physical activity standards. Let's hope that New York's education policymakers reverse this trend and begin to invest in physical education programs. It will lead to both healthier and smarter school kids. That's all for now. Be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.